Sorry.
Any nuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, the rhythm.
They were burned for heresy.
Yuletide carols being sung by a three.
And fours dressed up like...
Oh, this is so bad.
Eskimos.
Let it type, let it type, let it type.
Mm. What are you saying?
Let it type.
Let it type?
Yes. Like let it snow.
Just let it type.
Let it type.
Just let it type. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right.
Cool.
Just some jingle bells. You ready?
Okay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, Enneagram is fun. We've no chill and that is cool. Enneagram is fun.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Richard Clark.
And I'm Bethany Perkins.
We can't stop talking about the Enneagram.
So we decided to start a podcast where we get it all out of our system.
We're not experts.
We're just obsessed.
It's No Chill Enneagram.
A safe space for Enneagram fanatics.
And a really dumb idea for a podcast.
Hey everybody, I'm Richard Clark. Welcome to another episode of No Chill Enneagram. And Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Should we say Happy Holidays? Happy sure. Holidays? Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
We want peace and goodwill for all men.
I guess we're just selling out. On Christmas, you guys.
We're here with a special guest, my wife, who is a six on the Enneagram, as she is. Announced.
I'm a loyalist to Christmas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Well, why?
I love everyone, though.
It's
I
not
really
cool
do.
To be dogmatic about it anymore. We live in a pluralist society.
Here's my defense of Happy Holidays.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
And all it is that while we're recording this right now, Thanksgiving was just a few days ago, and then after Christmas is New Year's, so it is
all-encompassing.
Holidays. I'm still feeling the Thanksgiving spirit.
I do respect everyone's individual expression of faith in their collective holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally like Christmas.
So, Merry Christmas.
Well, we're Christians here.
Yes. That's true, too.
Sorry, guys. I know there's like an ongoing frustration that every Enneagram podcast is a Christian one, except for the Millenniagram.
Christian adjacent. Could we say Christian
adjacent?
That's
just like immediately like cussing at your face mm-hmm. all the time. What?
Could we say Christian adjacent?
To describe ourselves?
We yeah. are Christian,
no,
period.
But the podcast is Christian adjacent because
okay.
it's next to Christians.
So, here's the deal, guys. We wanted to do a special Christmas episode. We thought we'd bring back a special guest, Jennifer Clark. Everyone really liked Jennifer on the family episode, and so we thought we'd bring her back because she's a genius, she's very wise, mm-hmm. and she is very
amazing.
Good at being a good six.
I'm going to take another sip of wine now.
Why? Tell me more about that.
That was a lot.
You just don't trust it, do you?
No.
So, we'll get back to you in a second. But actually, we're going to go back now. I want to do a roundtable conversation. Here's what I want to talk about is how do we feel about Christmas as our particular numbers?
You forgot to mention that Bethany Perkins is here.
Oh, I'm here with
I'm
Bethany
here.
Perkins.
Yeah, you didn't even tell them
Whoa!
That I'm here.
I almost feel like we should start over now.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I don't know. No, we should probably just talk about the fact that I'm here.
That
though.
She's actually here. She's here IRL.
Yeah.
Bethany Perkins drove from Portland. Just kidding. She
there
hitchhiked.
There were parts where I had to take a boat.
Yeah. She flew from Portland to hang out with me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly,
mainly
she came to hang out with Jennifer.
Yes.
And that has been awesome. And you're leaving tomorrow.
I am.
We're very sad about it in the Clark household.
Me too.
Even Atticus will be sad when you realize
I'm sure he
happening.
Will.
Atticus keeps Bethany company when she's putting on makeup downstairs these
or
days.
Just when I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah. He's obsessed
or
with
when
Bethany.
I'm sitting at the dinner table.
Or when you're in the bathroom.
No, that's
he
weird.
He hasn't done that yet.
He hasn't done that. I wouldn't let him do that.
Yeah.
We're going to go around the table and just sort of talk about how each of us feel about Christmas as the particular numbers that we are. Mm-hmm. Bethany, what's Christmas like as a two? Holidays in general, what are those like as a two?
It's pretty fun. I look forward to the holidays and spending time with my family. I like to get presents at Christmas.
Me too.
And I like to...
Everyone likes that.
I know.
Do you like presents more than most?
Don't feel guilty
probably
about liking
not,
presents.
Probably not, actually. No. I'm not huge on presents. I don't know. I feel like my feelings about the holidays are probably less related to me being a two and more related to just, like, being a single adult again.
Interesting.
For another year.
Yeah. Are you like, oh, I'm still a single adult?
Not in my normal life, no. But then when you go to the family gatherings,
hang out.
It's a little more, like, reminds me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
when New Year's comes around, will that be a bigger deal? Like, are you going to do a resolution that has to do with?
No.
Okay.
I probably won't. No. I absolutely won't. No.
Cool.
Some things are
out of your control.
Out of your control. Yeah. So why would I make a resolution about that?
Totally. But as a two, are you a good gift giver?
I actually don't think I am.
Really?
Gift giving is like really low on my love languages.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So.
You're much better at giving yourself than other presents.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Like I don't care that much about getting presents. I mean, I like it, but it's not like the way that I feel the most loved by people, nor do I express my love that way. So
yeah,
I usually get stressed about buying presents for everybody.
But we were here today to help you with that.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
And also I got you guys presents, so.
You did. They were great.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job.
Yeah, okay. They were great.
Thank you. I love them.
We have Portland stuff now.
Yeah.
All the Portland
to
stuff.
Always remember me.
And remember to go to Portland
eventually. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And stay with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other insights for twos?
No.
I'm a four. I on the Enneagram, just to be clear.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about this all weekend, but for me, it's all about expectation.
Yes.
It's all about, for me, Christmas gets built up in my mind as a big thing, and I want it to live up to that thing, which sometimes can be, that sounds like a negative in general. It basically is. If things don't go as planned, I get a little bummed about it and frustrated about it, and I have to adapt very quickly. But one of the things that's good about it, I think, is that it helps me to have a sense of what would be cool. Like, some people don't have expectations. Mm-hmm. I think you struggle with having any actual expectations for what Christmas should look like.
Revealing that I have expectations.
Okay.
Mm, she has them. She just doesn't share them.
Well, yeah, that would be helpful, I think. I know what the expectations are. I'm very clear about them, and I think like I have a good aesthetic sense for what would make a good Christmas situation. You know, why are you narrow your eyes? At it?
I'm listening.
You're just like
I'm engaging.
I don't know about that. I don't like seeing your face in these podcasts.
Oh my god,
that's a lovely thing to say.
I can see really all your questioning, nice. All your questioning looks.
Just ignore it.
Yes.
All right. That's hard to do.
So what expectations do you feel like Christmas is already not meeting your expectations?
Well, in my expectations, the whole family puts up the whole tree all together.
Well,
we did which that ours was done
did
kind
not
of,
do that?
We ours
that
was done stages. Real piecemeal, and I like showed up from a thing and it was done.
Uh-huh.
You know, stuff like that. Oh, and no, Atticus sure. missed a lot of it. It's fine. Like, all of that is fine. I'm saying it's something I have to work through.
And they are literally talking about something that happened today.
Yeah.
Today.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing about Christmas, and I just have this memory as a kid of being in a living room. We had a Christmas tree that was very, like, colorful and blinking lights and stuff. And I would just be hypnotized by it. Like, I would just meditate to it, basically. And I would think about all the beauty in the world.
Wow.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you hate that I use white Christmas lights.
Well, it's one reason I hate the white Christmas lights.
Oh, my God.
But what I'm also
turning into couples therapy. It's so about to get
no. But yeah, what I'm also saying
for Bethany.
No, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. What I'm also saying is, like, any situation I can find myself in, I find the beauty in it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, today before you guys came home from seeing a movie, I was just sitting in sort of a dimly lit living room, looking at the tree, and there was Christmas music. And it was really nice.
Good.
That is nice.
What,
Are you sure you want to ask me now?
Yeah, go ahead. What about you? How's Christmas for a six?
All over the place. If I can speak for other sixes. For at least myself, it's all over the place.
And others. You're speaking for other sixes, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awkward. Yeah, well, it's honestly shifted because I have gone from being a member of, like, just a family with my mom and dad and my younger brother to now, then getting married. And Rich and I never really did Christmas together before we had kids because we were always traveling. So there really didn't seem to be much of a point. And then lately I have two kids now, so I've put a little more thought into what I'd like it to look like for them. And we're, like, buying gifts and we're
decorating. That's the difference between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about what it should be like for them.
Yes, I'm other-centered. Very specifically.
And, but what you are other-centered, but you're also, like, that's not, for you, like, a feeling thing. That's a pragmatic thing. Like, you're thinking of what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, right? Definitely. Everything is a job to be done.
Yeah. And so what do you want to be accomplished through Christmas for them?
To start building some family traditions that we can do year to year.
Mm-hmm.
And probably making it to where they honestly want to spend the holidays with us and enjoy doing it when they can as mm-hmm. adults.
Mm.
So investing in some of that experience, but yeah. Also those are things out of my control.
Interesting because Atticus is, I think, really aware for the first time this year.
Yes.
Last year he was slightly aware.
He's kind of into it.
But not so much. And this is the year that it feels very much like we are setting precedent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're establishing traditions that he's going to expect next year.
Yeah.
So he put the star on the tree today. And that was
that was a process.
That was a process.
But we did it.
We did it.
Yeah, these things are always much more rosier in our heads than they actually
are. And that's the four struggle. Reality. That's the four struggle.
Yeah.
Is literally every time. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It's mm-hmm. The things you expect to be beautiful and lovely and touching.
And perfect
never are. Ever.
Especially when you have two children under the age of four. They are
especially
not
when you have children, but even when you don't, like, there are other people with wills. And that's frustrating for a four because a four understands the perfect thing.
It's frustrating for a six. I'm literally trying to get things done and it takes me, like, five times as long to actually... It took us so long to put up a tree, and I was very thankful for your help, Bethany, but literally you and Rich had to restring the lights twice just because of getting them mixed up.
And it's interesting because I have expectations and you have plans.
Uh-huh.
As a six, you have plans, which is a slightly different concept than expectations, because a four will have expectations and it will go wrong, and they could have fixed that problem. Like, they could have done something But, or they may have unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. But a six has plans, which are like, you have actually done the work of figuring out how to make a thing happen. Mm. And you're wanting everyone to go by it.
And a two, I'd imagine, has just been giving so much of themselves throughout the whole entire year that you might be looking for a chance to just not do that during a specific holiday season.
Yeah.
As much.
Probably.
Just maybe relax a bit. Mm-hmm. Relax a bit from the giving.
Yeah. Luckily, that's pretty much how it works in my family is, mm-hmm. like, I'm just along for the ride. Like,
yeah. Other people are taking care of it that. For you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what's the downside?
I don't know.
What's wrong with twos? What's wrong with...
Nothing.
What's wrong with twos and Christmas? What's the problem?
I don't know.
Do you ever feel like your gift was bad? Do you ever feel like people didn't do something for you that you should, they should have for Christmas? Do you ever feel like overlooked in some way or resentful? At...
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get something.
Okay. No, I feel like I only ever do Christmas with my family. It's very uncomplicated. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing every year, and yeah. I'm pretty happy with it. So, I don't know what to tell you.
There is a thing where when you're with, I mean, that's the single thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're with your family, mm-hmm. that you guys have spent a long time. We're upending everything right mm-hmm. now. We're in the middle of a new thing. Mm-hmm. And I certainly, like, growing up, had an established situation.
You had other people doing the work for you to make it something you just walked into, and it was there.
To some degree. I mean, honestly, it was a pretty casual situation in a yeah. lot of ways. I mean, there was a lot of work done, for sure, but it was more casual than a lot of people's thing.
I could see, for other twos, like, putting so much work into making Christmas whatever they want it to be for other people, mm-hmm. and then getting through all the holidays and being, like, feeling exhausted and feeling like they just poured out everything into everyone else, and then...
gotten what did not they much get out of it. But you've never had that problem.
No, I'm still like the baby in the family. So.
Huh. And you need a place where you can be.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news, I guess. You're perfect with Christmas.
Sorry.
Great job. Real fun podcast. All right. Before our next segment, we're going to read a... what is it? An Enneagram or two?
Enneagram.
Jennifer, you read this one.
Okay, this is from Jesse to Raquel. You are so fun and very funny, and you are one of my favorite people in the world. I tease you a lot for your oneness, but your rule-following self goes a real long way in steadying this overdramatic four. Merry Christmas!
I would love to have a one friend. I haven't had a one friend before.
That's probably actually what you really? Need in yeah. your life.
Yeah. So if there's anyone listening to this who's in the area and is a one, I know this is risky.
Okay.
And is not like a weirdo.
And will not meet at our house for the first couple of meetings.
Yeah, because that's...
will not be allowed to our house for the first couple meetings.
That is weird. You're just drawing some boundaries. Stranger
danger, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, letting a stranger come to your house is super dangerous, guys.
Yes.
Yeah,
we would never. But hit Rich up. DM him.
Yeah. I want a one friend.
Well, Raquel, there you go.
All right. So next segment. Our next segment is called Let's Type Christmas Traditions. So here are some Christmas traditions. We're going to discuss what type they are. Let's start with decorating. Christmas decorations in particular, like, I'm thinking the outside stuff, like Christmas lights, all that.
Outside the house?
That feels like the three thing. Is there any way it's not?
Yeah, I was thinking three or four.
Inside the house is four, in my opinion.
Okay. That makes sense. Oh, that is deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside that does make sense. The house, threes. Inside the house, fours.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, you agree, Jennifer?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Advent calendars.
Calendars.
I don't have an opinion on this one.
Feels like one.
Maybe a five. I could see one.
Yeah. Organized.
The ones with candy are seven. But.
The ones with liquor are seven. What are you talking about?
No, none of those are seven. Because sevens would just literally.
Liquor and cheese now.
Liqueur.
I forgot what it was called.
Sevens would just eat or drink whatever is in it immediately. They wouldn't wait. Follow the rules. There's no patience for the thing. Maybe okay. A nine could like an advent calendar, the routine of it. Four?
Oh, yeah.
Frankly, as a four, I...
All right, listen, you already have a four thing, so let's give this to somebody else, Rich. Okay,
well, who are we giving it to then?
We'll say ones in advent calendars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about that thing where you fill shoe boxes and give them to poor people?
Two.
Yeah. Yeah, except that's a bit controversial of late.
Okay.
Well, that's a six answer.
We're not evaluating how controversial it is. Oh, I know.
Sixes don't do it, is what we know.
Sixes don't do it.
Sixes are like, that's a little problematic.
Sixes who are in the know don't do it.
Yeah, woke sixes. Sure. Don't do it. Gingerbread house. Seven.
Yeah.
No, they just eat that thing.
That's too much. Yeah, focus and concentration. Eight?
Maybe. I don't feel like they would have the patience for that either.
I mean, that feels like a three thing, too. I know a friend of mine actually, she makes it sound like a fun thing, and I'm like, it's horrible. She, with her in-laws family, they have a gingerbread decorating contest.
Whoa.
So they literally have to compete, and that's just like, intense. She's so excited by it, because I'm pretty sure she's a three, and I'm like, threes. No, I would run far away from that.
I can also see a five liking it, because it's like, methodical. You can just do it. Yeah, it's like building something.
Yeah.
You can do it by yourself, or with other people, but you're just not really paying attention to them.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a puzzle, essentially, is what a gingerbread house is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
like
give
that.
It to fives.
What about Christmas movies, just generally?
That's a nine. Come on.
Yeah.
Cuddling up on the couch movies. And
watching a Christmas movie. Yeah.
Vegging like out that. A little bit. Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just say Santa Claus.
And
his whole deal.
Yeah.
Like, the in particular, in regards to what happens on Christmas night or day. Christmas
sneaking into
Eve.
People's houses.
That's a six, man.
It is! He's trying to figure out if you're naughty or nice.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. There's judgment involved.
You better watch out.
There's supervision. Yes. Supervision.
You better think twice.
Of elves. And also, the rules apply to everyone except Santa, because Santa just gets to come in and eat these cookies and drink your milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, he just, you know,
okay,
he just
so
goes for it.
On that note, what number is Santa himself?
Oh, goodness.
I thought that's what we were saying.
No, the tradition of Santa is created by an Enneagram
absolutely.
6 monk.
Absolutely. Yes.
Santa Claus himself is Santa an Claus. 8, it feels like.
Just busting into people's houses.
Just busting in.
He's like, a jerk.
You're naughty.
Presuming
you're
to know.
Nice.
You're not on the list. You are on
presuming
my list.
Presuming to know what they want, so just giving it to them, even though they didn't ask for it.
Yeah, wow. Santa's an 8. I never realized this until now.
I'm not
Mrs.
ever
going to
see Mall Santa the same way.
She's got to be a 2, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
But elves are 2s. Elves are 6s. They just want a steady job.
They just want a steady job.
No, seriously, why don't elves? They do not have a great situation, but they're happy because they're stable.
They are cogs in the Christmas industrial complex.
Okay, they're 6-winged 7s, all of them.
Yeah, totally. Rudolph?
He's a 4.
He's different. Yeah.
He's a 4.
He's a 4.
He's a
4. So misunderstood.
So misunderstood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Yes.
Is that everyone? Is that everyone in the North Pole?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a...
I feel like we're forgetting someone who... Jesus.
We'll get to Jesus.
We'll get to Jesus.
Just kidding. We already talked about Jesus. We already typed Jesus.
Put this down for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve candlelight service.
Hmm.
4. In my opinion.
Okay, 4s already have a bunch.
Ones.
You have so many things.
Well, yeah, Christmas is a 4 holiday.
No,
hate
it's
to tell
not.
You guys.
Listen, only
we
the
own
ones.
It.
Yes, only the ones will be in church on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I think it's 1 because it's
or
all about
dragging their collective families.
There's always metaphors about the light of the world and how it spreads, makes everything better, and we're going to change the world and peace the world. Peace to good men. Peace on earth.
Peace on earth, goodwill
to
men.
Peace to good men and will to
Will. Yes. Okay.
Christmas morning, you read the Bible.
Mm-hmm. It's also one thing. I don't know
if you're a good Christian.
You read the Christian story, the Christmas. You read the Christmas story.
Yes.
And then before you open presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a one.
You think it's a one?
Feel like
would
a
be
one.
Like yelling at everyone.
Gratification.
You cannot do this
because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Me and health. Makes sense.
Oh.
Okay. Oh yeah, stockings.
Hmm.
Seven. You get to be spontaneous. You get to put a bunch of stuff in there.
Uh-huh. Random stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's then good. It's a good story when everybody opens it. And
that's
it's
great.
Either pleased
that, the
or
reason
not.
I picked that is because
exactly.
I don't know, I like beans or whatever.
Right. Right.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah. There we go. We covered it.
Love it.
Good work, everyone.
Christmas trees.
Oh.
Seven.
Four.
Not to make another thing a seven, but...
Who are we left out? Anyone?
I know. I don't think we've missed.
Three's got one
nines
thing.
Nines are Christmas movies.
Three's got one thing.
What are eights again? Santa is an eight.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas trees, honestly, it can apply to anybody on the Enneagram. There's so many.
Okay. But that's not how this works.
No, I know. But there's so many ways to do it. There's...
Yeah.
Like, literally, Target had this thing that cracked me up. It was, like, five different versions of Christmas uh-huh. based on decor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, these could
they
all
should
be
have done nine different
I mean, look at Charlie right, Brown, who we all know is a four. And his sad tree.
Everyone is a four.
So everyone's a
Charlie
four.
Charlie Brown, I mean, come on. Charlie Brown's a four.
When you live with the four,
everyone's
a four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas morning photo is three. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wrapping paper.
A five.
We're getting a little granular.
We're getting a little bit.
I just can't believe there's a website that has stuff like wrapping paper.
Okay, here's a tradition. Sleeping under the Christmas tree.
Aw.
Aw.
That seems like a two thing. It's about connection and closeness.
Oh, yeah.
To who?
To people
to each
that
other.
You sleep under the tree with.
If you're like a
know.
Sibling. Well, you were an only child, so you didn't
you
get
don't?
To. Rich had to do it by himself, Bethany. He had to
so
do
sorry.
Everything by himself.
Sleeping alone under the Christmas
which
tree
is, why,
is a four.
Which is why our children have siblings. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
all
I
right.
support that.
Well, that was really fun. I think we did it, guys.
We did
Let's
it.
Let's read another...
Everything.
Thingle-ding. Let's read another Enneagram. Christmas Enneagram.
Bethany should read one.
Yeah, let me read one.
Okay. Go, Bethany.
This one is from Caitlin. And it says, to my beloved Nine Wing One, dear Henry, you are my one true love. I am so grateful for all your nine gifts. Thank you for exploring the Enneagram with me. You are a gem and a half. Love,
ooh.
Caitlin.
Oh, almost. My goodness. I'm going to cry.
Almost
so
two
sweet.
Gems he is.
Almost.
Almost two gems.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
This is what Christmas is about,
What's Caitlin, do you think?
Two.
All I know is that she loves to skate.
Two.
She does love to skate.
Or
that's
seven.
That's her Twitter name.
I
love
can see seven.
To skate. Seven, yeah.
Maybe she didn't want to be identified by her handle.
That's a seven.
Yeah, seven.
All right. Good job, Caitlin. Thank you. You warmed our hearts.
Yes.
Our next segment is called Best Gifts for Each Number. We're going to talk about what's the best gift to give each number on the Enneagram, starting with one. Like, we'll go round robin. Bethany.
Okay.
What do you think? One. What do you buy a one for Christmas?
What do you buy a one? You have to buy them something very practical.
A Bible?
Practical? Really?
Yeah. You gotta get them a practical gift because they'll appreciate it if they're going to use it. Right?
I don't know.
They're not here for the fluff.
Sounds like a six.
I think ones are more about big picture vision.
Mm, okay. So you need to get them a big picture.
Exactly. A vacuum.
You need to.
Okay, I was trying to stay away from the cliche.
Well, no. So listen, though, the perfectionist aspect, right? I know some ones who seem to be like material perfectionists,
mm-hmm.
and some who are like ethical perfectionists.
Right. Good
so
point.
A vacuum would work for like a material perfectionist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think
a guidebook of some sort would work for like just an ethical. Some
ethics books.
Yes.
What about a DVD of season one of The Good Place?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or like good. Something from Think Geek that's like a reference to The Good Place somehow.
Sure.
Okay. What about just if it was before the Protestant Reformation, you could get them indulgences?
If it was before the Reformation.
Just an idea. Yeah. Jennifer, what about a two?
I think a two needs to be treated to an experience that's just for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
a spa.
You gotta try this.
No.
Yeah.
A spa gift card.
A massage or something.
Yeah,
a
monk totally.
Monastery.
No, not that. But yeah, something where they only, like, and you have to tell them specifically, you must just use this on yourself. You're not allowed to use it on other people.
I can't re-gift it to somebody else.
Nope, not allowed.
Bethany, I have a question.
Yes, Richard.
How do you feel about those coupon books that are like, this is for one free foot rub?
A coupon book?
Have you, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like when you don't want to spend any money.
Yeah.
Oh,
you give them a coupon book. That
it's
like
a handmade
coupon. Handmade
good
coupon.
Good for one hug. Coupon. It's good for washing the dishes.
If it's actually worth something.
Bethany does not like free gifts, everyone.
If I could sell it on eBay.
No, not that, but if it's like, I'll give you a hug. Like, you should be giving me a hug. Without a freaking coupon.
Right. No one wants to give a coupon for a hug.
But because reciprocity. That's all that twos want for Christmas is reciprocity, you
guys.
Yeah,
will you just please just give back what I'm giving to you?
Oh, that's good.
All of it at once.
All of it at once.
So like a say anything style, like romantic gesture. Whoever your friend is.
Sure.
From any friend. Just like one of your friends should go outside.
We're getting
your
a little off track here.
And hold a boombox up.
So, Richard, what about threes?
Instagram promotion credits.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You went there.
Went there? No, I'm just saying, like, here, build your brand and don't feel guilty about it. It's fine.
There you go.
It's
I'm actively
something
supporting.
People do. I'm actively supporting your whole thing.
Well, threes do appreciate when you tell them that they're good at something. Like, they actually really super appreciate that.
Yeah. So, but I don't know how to give them that for Christmas. But I think I think giving them something that shows that you love what they're doing, you want them to do it more. Hmm. So if they're a writer, give them some writer thing or something. If they're
speaking, get them like some lozenges and, you know, stuff to take care of their voice.
They would just be like, do I have a bad voice?
Yeah.
All right, Bethany, four.
Oh, man. That's really hard. I don't know what to get for a four.
Interesting.
Maybe
Jennifer can help you.
Yeah,
she
please
actually
do.
Probably can.
Please. You buy gifts.
I would love
for
to hear what
year.
You think.
Bethany.
A four should
it is,
get.
It is hard. It's so, let me tell you.
It is hard, I assume.
Just have them make a wish list and.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so
just
you
go
can
with
just
that.
Ask them what they want and just get it.
And they're
for
still
them.
Not going to be happy that they had to give you a wish list that you didn't immediately just know.
That takes out some of the
you guys are
of it.
Dead on right now. Everything you're saying is so true. Here's the thing.
It is true.
Anything you get me that I don't tell you to get me,
something will be missing.
Will
from
fall
it.
Short of my expectations. And then when I hand you my wish list, immediately, like, well, I should have guessed.
They should have been able to guess.
But the worst thing you can do is not give me something I've asked for. Give me something I haven't asked for.
You know what you should do? You should ask him what he wants for Christmas. Get him none of it.
Oh, I do. I have done
oh,
that.
Oh, she's super done that.
I have totally done that.
Here's some things That's Jennifer amazing. Has gotten for me for Christmas and or my birthday. A pair of gloves. A hat.
A handsome peacoat.
A handsome peacoat.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
want that.
She's sending you a message that you need to dress better.
Yeah, she sends me that
so
message.
She's helping you.
All the time.
So you should be
I receive it. I'm fine with that. But yeah. I just don't like it as
hands
gifts.
To keep
or hands. Gloves to keep your hands warm.
To me, a Christian. Why do I keep doing that? To me, a Christmas tradition is to wake up and play with your gifts. It's embedded in my brain. Like, it's
hashtag only child.
I think it's an only child thing, and it's not like a self-centered thing. It's like, what else am I going? No, listen.
Okay.
What am I going to do otherwise?
You have no siblings to play with, so the least you can have is some toys. How lame is it
to be an only child, wake up, and get gloves and hats for Christmas, and then what do?
But, Richard, you are not an only child anymore. You're a dad of two kids.
I understand that, but I'm saying I'm in it now.
Okay, so you have to get him toys he can play with.
I guess that's it, yeah.
She does sometimes. Well, my mom does anyway.
Your mom does. Your mom.
That's why video games. Fill that role. That's why video games and tech stuff.
Well, nice. So that's fours.
Okay. All right,
fours, fives, I think you should get them.
It was my turn.
Oh, I thought that was your turn. Weird. Okay, your turn.
Yeah.
Fives. I'm glad because I don't know what to get a five.
Fives. Probably like a really complicated puzzle, Rubik's Cube. And then just like giving them a little bit of space. Like we talked about, the holidays are really overwhelming for fives, probably.
Coupon for space.
Space. Just literally leaving them coupon. Alone. Yeah. And not asking where they've gone or trying to find them when they've gone off in their room for a little bit of me time. Yeah.
Getting a good gift for a five is another one where it's like you have to know what their interests are.
What have you gotten and for then, your five relatives, Bethany?
Oh, I just, well, for my dad, I just ask my mom, what does dad want for Christmas? And then she tells me things and I buy those exact things.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And they all have to do, well, for my dad and my brother, it's just whatever their interests are.
Hmm.
So like my dad's really into like cooking and grilling and smoking meats and making his own cheese and
cool
all that kinds of stuff. So that's what we get him. And then my brother's really into, like, games and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you seen that? I think fives have a thing for smoking meats. Have
Do
you
they?
Seen?
My dad is obsessed I think with smoking
so.
Meats.
I think because you can get, like, real obsessed with it and into it and nuance it to death. There's this video. Everyone needs to look it up. I don't know how. But it's Mark Zuckerberg out on his back patio. And he did a live stream. And he just kept talking about how he's smoking meats, like,
wow.
With his buds. And he's, like, so awkward. But he's a five, right? Everyone agrees Zuckerberg is, like, a classic.
Sure.
Enneagram five. Anyway, it's funny.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. We are live from my backyard, where I am smoking a brisket and some ribs. I'm making meats now. Smoking these meats here. Our little meat smoking. It's smoking. So, I'm the meat chef. Yeah, someone asked me, do I smoke meat? Smoking meat. Smoking these meats. Smoking meats earlier in the day. Smoking these meats. Just set the charcoal up and you set the wood chips up. And then smoking meats. Grilling meats. Good smoky flavor. Smoke a brisket for like 12 hours. You smoke lemon chicken. Smoke salmon. You'll love it. Bison sirloin. Ribs and sausage. So I'm looking forward to that. Today we got a brisket on the big guy and some pork ribs on the green egg. Meat like a brisket. I got ribs in there, finishing off the brisket and the ribs. And I'm just sitting in our backyard, finishing off this brisket and these ribs. But hopefully for Canadian Thanksgiving, you get to eat a lot of brisket and ribs. How many of you guys are eating brisket and ribs? Well,
yeah, I would echo that. I think fives have obsessions, things they're, they really like.
Yeah.
And if you can zero in on that, find out what they don't have, and then get them that, then that will be pretty meaningful.
So, what would you get an Enneagram 6 for Christmas?
It's like you're hosting this show or something.
She's doing a great job.
Man, you want to just... Hey, would everyone like me to leave this show forever and let Jennifer be the host? Send us an email. Let us know.
Yep. Send us an email.
Send us a DM, whatever. Anyway.
We'll decide based on how many likes the tweet sharing this episode gets.
How many downloads That's this episode weird. Gets.
Likes versus retweets.
If we get at least 5 downloads, then Richard is out.
All right.
Voted off.
Six.
how the turntables turned.
Do you feel, first let me ask, before I do this, do you feel that I've ever gotten you any good gift? It's fine to say not really.
Not particularly.
Yeah.
They're gifts that I've asked for specifically. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's part of what makes them not as great gifts.
Yeah.
Because to me, a thoughtful gift is one that you might get for the person and they may not realize they need it. Or yeah. just something that they've maybe even complained about needing, but not putting on a list.
Something they don't know they needed or something they've complained they needed.
Like just that they've said they're lacking
okay.
something.
Yeah, I mean... I've always struggled with this because, like, you don't seem to know what you want often because you're not
Sometimes
very...
Sometimes I do.
You're not, like, in your head thinking
Sometimes
about
I'm
stuff
afraid
like
to ask for what I want.
Really? Give me an example.
Because I'm worried Same. That it won't happen.
Same.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
I don't know, like, random jewelry or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sixes will, especially in your own family, sixes will tell you... They'll do that, and then they'll restrict the budget so yeah. that you...
Well, yeah, because you got to be responsible about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just tricky. It's mm-hmm. just... There's a lot... The six thing, the back and forthness of a six makes gift giving extremely hard.
Mm-hmm. But what would you get them?
Yeah.
Something that reinforces your trust or admiration for them. Trust in
Give
or
Give an example.
Admiration for them. Well, if I had examples, then I would have given you a good gift.
But, Bethany, can you help?
Okay. I feel like a gift that reaches a six on, like, an emotional level would be highly appreciated. Like, not necessarily... I mean, some practical things are, like, great and nice, but... I don't know. I can't think of an example.
I think deep down, like, a six just wants to be appreciated.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, Jennifer?
Yeah.
And here's, let me give an example of what I think is the best and worst gift I've ever given.
Okay.
For Mother's Day, I gave you a little jar full of nice things that Atticus had said about you. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, and it was sweet. it was a surprise, it so was, I didn't know.
Aww.
Yeah.
It was like cute. it was like in my mind, it was like, here is your performance review. Right?
Which is something
everyone
that
everyone wants as a gift.
Well, it's something that sixes do a six mom
six, six
wants.
Needs to know how am I doing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Am yeah. I doing okay?
Through the eyes of their kid.
The way I failed was sixes also value consistency and trustworthiness, and one of the promises that I stupidly made when I gave it was, we're going to fill this out every time.
Consistently.
Consistently. Mm. Like weekly or something. It's just really hard to do something like that with a 3-year-old mm-hmm. on a consistent basis. He's not cooperative. He doesn't understand the meaningfulness of it. And so I end up having to make stuff
up. And also you forget to ask.
And I forget to ask a lot too. Because I'm like trying to hold on, you know? And also because I'm a bad person, whatever. but I'm just saying, that's a good example of, like, I think people should not overpromise. Don't do the coupon book. Yeah. The problem with the coupon book is you don't always want to fulfill those coupons. You don't always feel like it.
Yeah.
So just sure. do something that in the moment they get it and they're like, this is nice and I appreciate it. Also, don't expect six to be pleased.
Don't expect them to be like, yeah, like hopping up and down,
yeah.
giant that's smile on their
better,
face.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
Can I just say, as a random, not random, but a tangent, that all of my best friends that are sixes are amazing at gift giving.
Hmm.
They are so good at it. Like,
yeah.
my friend Jamie is the one who gave us the No Chill Enneagram mugs.
And just, they were perfect. Just,
yeah, that was her, that was my birthday gift, and then she gave them to other people as Aww. Well.
That's awesome.
And yeah, And like one of my other six friends, she will get me Valentine's Day gifts just because, like,
that's really nice.
It's so sweet. It's like sweet. Really touching to me.
Aww.
Yeah. All of them are just so good at gift giving. I don't know if it's a six thing. I don't know if it's just I inspire people to give me really good gifts. I don't.
Yes.
Jennifer has two modes, and it's the here, I'm giving you something I want you to have. That's the one mode, which I appreciate less. But there is a there. You have given me, and I, for the life of me, I can't think of them right now. But you have given me incredibly thoughtful gifts before. I remember in back in the day, like thinking
a
you
watch.
Were,
I gave you like a watch.
Yeah, but I don't.
You talked about wanting a watch and that you thought it would be cool, and I then I got you a watch.
Wow. Okay. Maybe.
And he doesn't even remember.
He doesn't remember
because he doesn't use them. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
But anyway.
Sevens. Yeah. Bethany?
Sevens. Man, I feel like you should give a seven, like, an experience. Like, I don't know.
Just push them into the Grand Rapids.
Well, and better yet,
it's like, have fun.
Offering to do it, or doing it with them. Yeah, so not just getting it for them, but like,
oh, that's better.
Legitimately saying, yeah, like, we have tickets to go see Hamilton or something.
Oh my gosh, that'd
be
the
amazing,
best
right?
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah, though I think I don't think the thing about Hamilton for a seven is I don't think a seven necessarily wants to like sit and watch something with you.
For like 3 hours.
Yeah, especially for 3 hours. I mean, I'm sure they love to see Hamilton, but they don't want that to be the thing.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Eight, Jennifer?
For an eight, I think something simple and sweet, because it reminds them that it's okay for them to have emotions and to really, like, be happy and, yeah, so just something, even something that's like a little sentimental, because you just are recognizing that they have a soft side.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I was going to kind of go the opposite direction, but the same thing with a nine, which is to acknowledge their really obvious soft side and to give them basically like something that acknowledges your friendship, something like friendship necklace
tattoos.
Or something, or some friendship tattoos, or just a photo album of like you guys hanging out. Or
we have gotten the nine in our life a more sentimental gift, and it's your mom. We got her a necklace with Atticus's initial and then his birthstone, and then we gave her for her birthday actually the charm, the same thing for Flattery, with her initial and her birthstone, and she literally wears that necklace every day.
Aww.
I've never seen her like take it off, really.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, it's super sweet. So I guess she really appreciated it, which is nice. Because I do like to give practical gifts to people. So
yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
All right. We need to read another. That's the end of that segment. Now we're going to read another Enneagram.
I don't know.
It's
where
Jennifer's turn.
Uh-oh. Oh, there it is. I found it.
Jennifer, you're going to read Meredith's.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. She sent two.
Oh, okay.
She
has two.
So
I'll read the first.
You can read the first. And then I'll read the second.
Meredith.
Later on.
Message to Sydney. Hey, it's me, Mare. Except that someone else is reading this out loud on a podcast, and it's not my voice. Keep inspiring people with your strength of feels. I'm forever honored to learn how to be honest and vulnerable, my four friend. Love, Mare.
Yay. That was beautiful.
That's nice.
I'm going to read one from someone else now. This is from Stephanie. Hashtag. I don't know why I said hashtag.
I don't know why he said
her Twitter name is Mama Perks. This would be Bethany's mom, guys.
This is my mom.
This is an Enneagram for Bethany. I am so proud of the strong, brave, and amazing woman that you... I'm sorry, I screwed it up. Amazing woman that you are. I hope your pursuit of the Enneagram brings you as much joy as listening to your podcast does for me.
Aww.
Keep up the great work. This is your present. Ha!
a good one, Mom.
Mama Perks.
You better give me real presents, though.
She's the best.
Sincerely, your true hashtag Enneafam, Mom. That was great.
Thanks, Mom. I've now had two of these, which makes me uncomfortable.
You are so popular, Bethany.
Yeah.
You're so popular and well liked.
Is it my turn?
Bethany.
Your turn. Read the second mare.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
So, this is to Abigail. Thank you from the depths of my heart for introducing me to the No Chill Enneagram podcast.
Yay, Abigail!
Yes, Abigail. And for agreeing, after quite a bit of arguing, that 8s and 4s wouldn't be the worst couple pairing after all. Sidebar. Yeah. No Chill Enneapod. Y'all should def do an episode on ranking couple pairings. Ooh.
Whoa! That's
an amazing idea.
Except how many possible couple pairings?
A lot, but it's fine. We'll come back to that later.
Hey, that's our Valentine's Day episode.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Wow, good job, Mare, for that suggestion. Anyway, Abby, I love you, and happy Christmas. May you feel all the things this Jesus season.
Yay.
Love that.
So sweet.
Very sweet. This is from Becca. Jennifer really likes reading these.
Becca, Christmas Graham. To my LCU Enneafam, Jasmine, Dalton, Trent, and Lexi, thank you for every conversation, terrible icebreaker question, breakfast, dinner, study session, and car ride we've shared. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Becca.
Aww. Is LCU a college, do you think?
Maybe?
Or like LCU, a company that they work at?
It's got to be a college.
Probably a college.
That makes me want to go back to college.
Study. I know, she says study session.
Oh, yeah, it's a college.
It's a college.
Yeah.
All right, last segment, 9 ways to cope with a stressful holiday season. Probably a lot of this has been touched on, but I think it would be good to provide a service to our listeners and tell them how to make it through Christmas.
Yeah.
Nines, just sit back. You're fine.
They might not be fine.
No, we'll get there.
Okay.
Let's start with Jennifer this time. Oh, you didn't like that, did you?
Okay, so ways to cope.
With a stressful holiday season.
Okay.
This is something everyone deals with.
Yes, there's always stressors. Okay, so ones. Just first, take a deep breath in. And then exhale out.
Are you talking about like right now?
Yes, even just as right you're now. Listening to my voice. It is okay.
You should host a meditation podcast.
You should.
Like a Christian devotion / meditation podcast.
All right, back to the ones.
No, but you'd be good at that.
So,
listen, yes. Do it. Start over. Do it like that. Do it like it's a...
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Enneagram ones. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out. Okay. You've got this. There are high and important ideals you have around this season, and most likely the people around you and your experience will fall short, but that is okay. The important thing is to give yourself some rest from all the things you're doing in the world and to enjoy some of that stability and consciousness you've given the people around you.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
Be good.
It's perfect if you decide it's perfect.
All right. Twos. Get deep breath. I think twos should... This is weird a little bit. I think twos should lean into other people and... maybe this isn't a best idea. Hold on.
What does that mean?
Twos already lean in.
Yes, they do.
Okay, hold on.
It's all they do.
I'm really just trying to avoid telling twos to like isolate themselves.
Oh yeah, don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Recognize when you've given more than you're able to give, take a step back and then take some time for yourself and recharge and then get back out there because you love helping others and showing up.
That's good. Now I'm going to make it concrete.
Okay.
Twos need to set up a routine of self-centered comfort and relaxation.
Self-care.
In a way.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
In a way, self-care, but that's a little, I mean, I just mean like, your Christmas tradition should partially have to do with like, on Christmas Eve or whatever, I go to my dark room, I turn on the television, and I watch Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's what a four would do.
Yeah, but we integrate to four.
Thank you very much.
I guess that's good.
There you go.
Advice.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Three.
Thank you for hosting.
Just trying to move it along here, folks.
Okay. Gosh. Well, I feel like if a three is like stressed out during the holidays, they're gonna like their default is just gonna be to like do more, like hustle more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is it too generic to be like relax?
How?
Take a chill pill.
What would that look like for a three?
Go into a dark room.
watch Charlie Brown.
Well, I think the key is to have some things you do that you don't Instagram or whatever it is. Mm. That you don't share with other people mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You're not inviting anyone over for it. It's kind of the same thing as twos, but it's a different motivation.
Fours.
Say it.
Go into a dark room.
No.
Go outside. Gosh.
Yeah. So first, lower your expectations. Mm. Lower.
No.
Yes.
Even lower.
Wow.
Until you find that you are enjoying the mundane around you, because there's plenty of mundane and cliche things about the season. And you never know, you may enjoy it in a way you couldn't before, and you see the beauty mm-hmm. of those moments, perhaps if you're seeing them through your 3-year-old's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of lean into some of the basicness of this holiday.
Yeah, no, that's great. That has been something I have really done to different degrees for years and years and years. Yes. It's like learning to appreciate anew the basic Christmas junk.
Right.
I love it. Fives.
Just smoke some meats.
Oh, but for real.
That's their self-care.
Eat some smoked meats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll make you so happy.
I do feel like fives, smoke some meats. That's mm-hmm. that's good. Let's just go with smoked meats.
Let's go with it. Yeah.
Okay. Bethany, sixes.
Sixes. Yeah. I just feel like the holidays can be particularly stressful for sixes. Mm-hmm. So.
Life is stressful.
Yeah.
Trees Life catch on fire. Children eat glass ornaments that explode in their throat. It's mm-hmm. just because that actually happened to me when I was a baby. So maybe this is why I'm a six.
That's why you're a six.
I've seen how I've been in the worst case scenario.
My suggestion is to do everything you can, fight tooth and nail, to be present in situations.
Yeah.
Because I think sixes are worried about, A, the terrible thing that can happen, and B, how do we make sure that things don't go off the rails in terms mm-hmm. of, like, how do I support the situation? How do I make sure everyone gets what they want? How do I support all this stuff? And yes, when you stop doing that, it will fall apart. But then other people will pick up the pieces.
They'll restring the Christmas lights a second mm-hmm. time.
Exactly. 100%.
That's right.
So I think I would just love to see sixes, and in particular my wife.
Oh, gosh.
Take initiative in actively being present in the things happening in the Christmas season. Because it's beautiful. It's a real opportunity to... Here's what I would say. It's an opportunity to appreciate the spoils of what you have cultivated all year long.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I liked that you guys just telling each other what you should do.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point of having my wife on the podcast if we're not doing that?
Yeah.
Jennifer, what about sevens?
That's good. You're going to want to do a lot of things, and that's okay.
Take a breath.
You're going to want to drink all the alcohol. Yes. Don't drink all of it.
And the eggnog. Just some of it. You know, listen, your body still has to carry you through the new year. So, like, just take a beat. And also, if you are going to do so many different things, try to spend them with some of the same people at the very least. And that way you're focusing on people you may not get to see all the time. If you have to go home for the holiday, just, you know, try to enjoy being around those people and also bugging them to do stuff that they would never do. But at least you're just spending that time with them. So, you know, yeah. Concentrate on the people if you don't want to narrow down your experiences.
Mm-hmm. Concentrate on the people is good.
Yeah.
8. Find someone who isn't having a good Christmas and make it good. Put your doing into use with someone else, and I just think you'll find that fulfilling.
Yeah, that's a very, like, integrating to two thing to do.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same 8 friend who had us over for Thanksgiving also organizes a blue Christmas service every year, and it's just really beautiful because she saw the need for people to kind of grieve what this season can represent, spending it without people who have maybe passed on or just other things. So she's really just kind of orchestrating that space where most people wouldn't have really given that a second thought. So
yeah.
I appreciate that about her.
Yeah.
9's last thing.
That's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 9's, I feel like if they're having a really stressful Christmas, they're going to probably be turning to, like, some whatever coping mechanisms they have. I mean, we all do that. Yeah. We all turn to our coping mechanisms, but
fine. But let's talk about where that stress is coming from. For a 9, it's probably conflict, which is pretty common.
Yes.
Yes.
In a holiday situation.
It is. I would say channel it into something that's like a healthy, like exercise or something. Like it, you can process some of that conflict like through physical exercise, and then it's like an outlet, but it's a healthier outlet, or assuming it is for most people. So,
and even maybe the conflict you're going in, you're feeling weighed down by, won't seem as heavy or as big if you do something like exercising.
Great. Here's some more Enneagrams from Amanda Beck. Oh, I said her last name. From Amanda.
Oh, well.
Merry Christmas to the man who gives me the most encouragement to lean in fully to my 2-wing 3-ness. My 9-wing 1 husband who loves typing dead presidents.
This is from Nick. And it says, I would like to spend... Nope. This is from Nick. It says, I would like to send a special holiday message to Richard Clark for being the most fun and reliable 4 friend a 7 could ever want. You never fail to participate in stimulating banter when I want and provide sincere encouragement when necessary. And that is very significant.
Yay.
Yay.
That's really...
That's nice.
I like
nice
that.
Nice and shocking to hear. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. That's lovely.
Okay. I think our next one is...
Can I read it?
Yes. It's also...
Oh, is this to me as well?
Yeah. Okay.
This is awkward.
This is from Jesse. My letter, dear Rich.
We need to say who this Jesse is.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Jesse Eubanks, who you may remember from the crossover episode on No Chill with the Enneacast.
Yeah.
And Sam Stevenson was also on there. I see you, Sam. You're not overlooked.
Yeah, except that you didn't send us an Enneagram.
Yeah, what the
heck? So, Jesse, to Rich. Dear Rich, thank you for being my Enya twin. I am also thankful that our wives are the same types. Point Jesse. On a related note, thanks for offering to raise my children upon my wife and my untimely death.
I don't remember doing that.
You're going to do great. They seem excited to have you as their new father. Wow. I told them you were rich. I meant your first name, but they thought I meant financially. Looks like the final joke is on them. Merry Christmas, Jesse Eubanks.
Well done. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
And Jesse will take you up on that offer as long as it is reciprocated. It's vice versa.
So the next one is, what's her name?
Rena.
I'd like to dedicate all my life to my best friend, Jonathan. He's just like always there for me and he's really special.
Yep. And now we're going to play All My Life.
All right, go for it. All my life. And I thank God that I finally found you.
Wow.
Right. Was that all of them?
I think
Did
that's it.
Do we have more?
I think that's it.
That's it.
Thanks so much, guys. You are awesome. We wanted to do this episode partially just to send some goodwill and peace toward you because we think our audience is the best. So we spent how many days together, Bethany? 4 days, something like that. And we spent a lot of that time talking about how great our audience was.
And how great Bethany is, because she's awesome.
And I'm constantly talking about it.
So we appreciate you guys. We think you are awesome. We're going to go out. Bethany, I'm going to have you do this.
Okay.
Do you have it pulled up?
I don't.
We're going to go out with our favorite Christmas tradition, one that we stole from Charlie Brown himself. This is a reading of Luke 2.
What verses?
Verses 7 or 8, maybe, through something.
Okay.
8. Uh-huh.
Through whenever I feel like stopping.
Yeah, that's it.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."